Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are joining Secretary Betsy DeVos as she's being interviewed by a member of the American Heritage Group. And she's asked, being asked the question, you know, well, are we winning? Because there's so much negative press.
Right.
There's negative things. And so this is a big question. Think about this. This is one thing you're going to hear. The children that we serve in the Department of Education she's talking about represent 100% of our future. So what they've been doing to the education, they're trying to change our future. But guess what? What's happening now under Secretary Betsy DeVos, she's reshaping our future by encouraging and empowering every kid to get an honest education. Mm. Let's check it out.
We know how difficult it is every day in that job. We are appreciative to the president for picking the best people possible to serve in his cabinet. And we know that every day you get up and you come to work and you do a fabulous job for the American people. But are we winning?
Absolutely, we're winning. Absolutely. You know, this whole notion of education freedom, I think is one that people, no matter where you come from, can relate to and embrace. For 150 years in the K-12 world, we've relied primarily on a system that has treated education as more like a factory or an industrial approach. And it's time now to ask the questions that we have not been really wanting to ask for too many years. And we have an opportunity to think much more holistically about learning, what the role of education is, starting from the youngest of ages, where we know that young children absorb the world around them at such a tremendous rate, and then launching them into their formative years in the K-12 world, where if every parent and every child had the opportunity to choose a school or a learning environment that worked for that child, and if finding after a year that particular school wasn't the right fit, to be able to make another choice, we would see a dynamism in education that we have not seen in over 100 years. And that the demand for this continues to grow, with no matter what party or demographic group you look at this from, this perspective from, the support for education freedom and choice in education is broad and wide. And so I encourage everyone in this room to raise your voices around this very important subject. Education and the children and the students that are served through education represent 100% of our future. And we have got to invest in our future and do so in a way that is going to encourage the creativity and the entrepreneurial activity and the thinking that is going to move our country forward, the likes of which we have not seen before. So everyone here who is has an interest in our nation's future, I think it's critically important that you raise your voices in support of empowering students and empowering parents with the multitude of choices and pathways to a future that is right for him or her. And I am so thankful for the opportunity to be here with you all and to serve you in this capacity. And I look forward to working together, shoulder to shoulder with you, to advance our nation's future through the education of today's young people.
So powerful. Mm. You know, all the kids the students that we're investing in,
yeah,
is 100% of our future. And we're coming to the end of our program. I think about right now that our president's wanting to lead a safety and security for all of our kids so they don't have to live under this terror anymore. And just things are shifting and changing. You know, Secretary Betsy DeVos led that discussion, you know, and brought all those children through some of the devastation that took place, you know. In yeah.
These are exciting days.
It is.
These are exciting days.
It really is. I mean, the big thing, we want to hear from you. You know, talk to us about what you think about that. What's it feel like to finally be winning an education? Mm. You're sending your kids, you have to go to work. You're sending your kids to get an education, hoping they get it. Now you have Secretary Betsy DeVos saying, listen, I'm with you. I'm partnering with you. I want your kid to succeed. As a matter of fact, in a future program, we're going to talk about there's a whole other thing being loosed in education that says there's other ways to be educated for the diversity that's going on because there are 6 million jobs that hasn't been filled yet. Comment below. Write to us. Let us know. But I want to pray with you right now. I just want to declare over you goodness. Father God, I thank you right now. We pray for all the students that are out there, God, yes. That you would encourage them, Lord God, and empower them. We just decree the ability to learn and to absorb. We decree good teachers over the schools and the children in America, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for the great awakening, Lord. We just decree it over the land, Father God. And we decree revival over the land, Father God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing. We just say abortion has ended in this nation. We just decree it even so in Jesus' name. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.